Hello, this is Pastor Marvin McKenzie. The call to the ministry, and can we tell when others have it? Charles Spurgeon said that there are three components to a call from God. A burden for the work, an obvious observable gift from God, and an opportunity for the ministry. Every Christian ought to have some sort of burden for the work of the ministry, but the burden alone is not evidence of a call into the work of pastoring or planting a New Testament Baptist church. The problem with planting a church as to opportunity, the problem with planting a church is that the need is so great that a person, if he's not submitted to his church, can find a place without a gospel witness and call that an opportunity, even if his church doesn't believe he should go. A town without a church is not evidence of a call of God into the ministry. Therefore, the deciding factor has to be that other Christians see the gifts of the ministry in the candidate for the ministry. Not only that they are doctrinally sound, by the way, and talented enough to deliver that doctrine, but that they're stable enough spiritually, emotionally, and physically to do the work without creating an excessive burden upon their marriage, their children, or those they minister among. I'd illustrate it like this. In a healthy marriage, both the husband and the wife have all their needs met in their relationship with Jesus Christ. They don't marry because they have need of the love of their spouse. They get married so that they can give of themselves to their spouse. It's a great relationship because both give freely without ever feeling like they're being taken from. In a healthy church, the members have all their needs met in Christ before they ever make it to the church house. They don't come to church because they need the others. They're going to receive what they need from God. They can therefore give fellowship at church rather than take fellowship. And then in the healthy pastorate, the preacher is gifted of the Spirit so that he can give to his community. He has his temporal needs. He has temporal needs, of course, but he's not consumed by them. Because he has his needs met in Christ, he's in a position to gratefully receive as blessings those means that are provided by the church he pastors, the people of his community, and the pastors with whom he fellowships. He can live in good conscience that his ministry among them has earned his compensation. I'm afraid men often enter a ministry in such need that they're almost incapable of giving to their church or their community. They go to a town insisting God has called them there, but not being properly gifted, they almost immediately become an emergency situation. Their marriage is strained, their children are strained, the fellowship of pastors is strained because the obligation imposed upon them by an unprepared man to help repeatedly rescue his family. And the people of the community and the church become strained by the bad experience of a professed preacher who should never have come and is now forced to leave, and in doing so gives a bad testimony for Christ. Now, I don't mean that everyone should have their finances raised and be self-sufficient before they come to a town to plant a new church or to pastor one. What I mean is that they need to be sufficiently gifted spiritually, emotionally, and physically so that they can truly offer Christ freely.
Hello, this is Pastor Marvin McKenzie. I just wanted to stop by a second and thank you for listening to my podcast and ask a favor of you. If you've enjoyed the podcast, if you think it's helpful, you could do a few things that would really be a help to me. Number one, if you'd go to iTunes and leave a review, there's a place you could give 5 stars if you'd like to do that, and it'd be a great help to me. Secondly, if you'd subscribe to the feed so you'd get the podcast as soon as they come out, that'd be great. And then number three, if you'd share the podcast with friends, I'd sure appreciate it. Thank you.